and here's a steal by Simmons. He runs it down and jams it. Marcus Smart coughs it up, and Simmons with seven in a row. Ben Simmons steps up large.
Mills again drills the triple.
Patty, just a handful for everybody in front of him.
Oh, Joe Ingles just broke.
Oh,
my goodness. Wow. Bazemore's ankles.
NBA Straya. Hey, you going? That's right. It's NBA Straya. It's Monday. Monday, bro. January 25, the day before Straya Day. Invasion Day. 26 January. Whatever you want to call it. I don't give a fuck. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer sometimes. Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie Rap, Bull Mag, and literally whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff here in Larry Armour Studios, hanging out in the heat. Sweating bullets, bro. Sweating like a fucking priest near a preschool. Tell you that much. Anyway, giving you the lowdown on all the ins and outs of the NBA season while ripping Australia a little bit. That's what we do here. And we don't take things too seriously. I don't know if you got that already. I'll leave that to the nerds. Right, big weekend to wrap for yous. For all of yous. The weekend winners and losers. That'll be fun. Got a lot of weekend winners and losers. Got the NBA Australia game wraps that we fly through on Mondays. And recording a little bit later today because that Blazers-Knicks game that just finished took roughly 347 minutes to play the final 2 minutes of the actual game. So the loser is me for sitting through that. Anyway, we've got That's Not a Knife, Old Mate, No Mate, Spud of the Night, Better Than Lonzo Ball. Of course, always, yeah, Nas, the unpopular opinion of the day. Now back takeouts where we're serving up a flame-grilled take. And because we've got no show tomorrow, because it's a public holiday, and also I'm going to take the squid to the cricket, there's a double barrel Monday. The Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence, and a Shane Heal Shoot Your Shot, Light 'em Up Award. How good is that? Love that one. Big set of game previews, because there's actually a crap ton of games tomorrow, just to set you up for your Australia Day, which would be nice. Every game tomorrow and Wednesday is picked and previewed today. Lovely. Bit of a look ahead for you. For each of them. That'll be nice. And we'll finish up with a brand new deli review of the new Marvel series, WandaVision. Which is great. That'll be fun. Enjoy that one. We'll close out. Right. Episode 536 of NBA Australia. Let's bloody well get stuck in, shall we? Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
You better if you are noted NBA artist Kelso Scoped, because Shaq went after him. Donnie Mitchell, after his, you know, basically Shaq's like, "Oh man, I don't even know if Donnie Mitchell's in a good man." And Donovan Mitchell then went out and fucking absolutely shit-pumped everybody. And Kelso Scoped put Donnie Mitchell dunking on Shaq after Shaq ripped Donnie Mitchell. Then Spider Mitchell came out and, you know, did his thing. So Kelso Scoped is like, "Hey, it'll be funny if I have a picture of Donovan Mitchell dunking on Miami-era Shaq." So he put it up on Instagram and Shaq DM'd Kelso Scoped and said, "Shut your dumb ass up." What's the matter, Shaq? A bit thin-skinned? That was hilarious. So everyone came after Shaq. So basically, watch out for the Shaq attack if you're Shaq and you're being attacked by all of the internet. Good stuff. Let's start today's show. This week's first show, the way we start every show here at NBA Australia with the daily whip around. Sad news. Basically, what you'll see a lot of this week is a lot of Kobe news. It's the one-year anniversary of his unfortunate and very, very sad passing, he and his daughter. So there's a lot of sort of Kobe material out there, which is really sad. And just like, yeah, fuck, man. That's just been the weirdest fucking 12 months, hasn't it? We've all been fucking stuck, quarantining, locked away in lockdown or whatever. Or if you're in a not fucky part of the country, you're all good. But it's a bit shit. And it's been a wild 12 months since then. And it seems like it was just fucking yesterday, doesn't it? It's weird. So that's very sad. So keep an eye out for all that. ESPN are doing a bunch of series about, you know, people who have played with him. And there's like some weird moments in some of these things where it's like, yeah, man, hey, Shane Battier played against him. And Kobe was like, hey, man, I see that you've like won a lot of games in a row. And here I am, I'm Kobe. And then like the story will cut to the simple fact that, and then Kobe only scored 21 points in that game and the Lakers lost. You're like, what the fuck was the point of all of this? Anecdote, you idiots. Some writers, I don't know what to tell you. They're fucking horrible. Anyway, but there is some really good Kobe stuff out there, so keep an eye out. The Nets, they got granted a disabled player exception worth $5.5 million. Not because they have DeAndre Jordan on their team. but because Spencer Dinwiddie got hurt, obviously. And they've got April 19, they can use that till. Interesting stuff. Chicago, Memphis has been postponed this week as well. Memphis getting a fucking get-out-of-jail-free card with a bunch of these postponements. Meanwhile, other teams out there like the Wiz, the Heat, the Sixers, the Celtics all got fucking slapped with a couple of COVID-inspired losses. So Memphis fucking laughing. Anyway, right, that's basically about all the news. I think the rest of the news is wrapped sort of into the game wraps and the weekend winners and losers. So let's bloody well get into it, shall we? I think we ought to. Let's do it.
Game wraps, game wraps, game wraps, game wraps, game wraps.
Game wraps for the weekend. Saturday, Charlotte hosted the Chicago Bulls, and as predicted, Chicago kicked the shit out of them. Remember that? I told you that on Friday. Houston beat the Detroit Basketball Pistons. They were underdogs as well and won. That was handy. Not a surprise there again. Detroit, boom, they suck. Orlando lost to Indy because Indy are better than Orlando. Brooklyn lost to Cleveland again, which is fucking hilarious.
Cleveland.
Yep, that Cleveland. That's right, Stephen A. Smith. Not because Colin the Sex Man Sexton absolutely destroyed them this time. It's more that KD sat out and James Harden and Kyrie Irving aren't very good. Boston lost in Philly 122-110. Awesome game. Jaylen Brown went absolutely fucking hammering tongs. Big Simo Ben Simmons, I'm going to talk about him later. And his performance was pretty impressive. And B dropped 38-11 as well. Philly ran away with that in the end, but it got very close there in the fourth. Miami got killed by Toronto, 101-81. Atlanta beat the Minnesota Timberwolves, 116-98. Dallas beat San Antonio, 122-117. Interesting on that one. Because Dallas, this is they're the ultimate trick-or-treat team at the moment. Denver beat Phoenix in an absolute belter of a two-overtime game. That shouldn't have been a two-overtime game in the end. We'll talk about that later as well. 131-26. OKC pushed the Clippers a little bit, but ended up losing 121-06. Sacramento beat the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City 103-94. Yesterday, Philly beat Detroit 114-110. Embiid went off again. The Nets, hello, Brooklyn Nets, 128-124. KD came back. Brooklyn rolled to a nice win over Miami. New Orleans lost to Minnesota because New Orleans fucking suck. Minnesota 120-110. New Orleans, 110. Golden State lost in Utah, 127-108. Because Utah are really good. We'll talk about them. Lakers beat Chicago in a rematch of the 1991 NBA Finals. Yeah, 101-90. Houston beat Dallas, 133-108. Because Boogie went bananas. We'll talk about him later too. Denver beat Phoenix once more, 120-112. Good stuff there. Toronto beat Indiana today. Miles Turner came back, kicked some ass, took some names. 25-4-3 with 6 blocks. Hit 4 threes as well. Not bloody bad. Not enough, though, for the Pacers to get over the hump there of Toronto. OKC lost to the Clippers, 108-100. Boston beat the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland!
141-103. Charlotte beat Orlando because Orlando shit the bed in the fourth quarter in hilarious fashion, getting outscored to the tune of 15 points and getting beaten by a Make America Gordon again. Buzzer beater, basically. 107-104. And then they couldn't inbound the ball. Good stuff, Orlando. San Antonio beat Washington in Washington's first fucking game in a week and a half. 121-101. Welcoming back Russell Westbrook as well. And welcoming back 20-point losses. Atlanta. That was actually a really... I think it was a one-point game at the half. And San Antonio ran away with it. Milwaukee. I heard it's a gonker for the good land. It was today because they beat the shit out of Atlanta. It was also not a good one for Milwaukee. That there in Wisconsin. Because Green Bay lost once more. In the NFC Championship game in the NFL. Sucked in, dickheads. 129-115. And the Portland Trailblazers just finally ended up beating the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City 116-113 in a wildly entertaining game in that fourth quarter because Emmanuel quickly went bananas. So let's do the old winners and losers.
Oh, my God.
I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is...
Me.
Kent Brockman. Can we get a shot of me?
There you go.
There you go. In other news, tragic mix-up today in Cleveland. Many people killed,
but not really.
Cleveland!
Because Cleveland are the first winners. But Jimmy, what? What are you talking about? Well, they fucking smoked the return matchup of that Nets, sort of series on Saturday, which was hilarious. Sure, they lost to Boston today, but the Cavs, Cleveland.
Cleveland!
They get Darius Rucker, Judy Garland back, which is great. Obviously, they've traded away Dante Sexton, but that's a shame. But look, Cleveland.
Cleveland!
It's kind of fun. They're kind of weird. And they beat the Nets back-to-back games, which is hilarious. So good job, Cavs. Houston, what a weekend. They eke out a one-point win of the Detroit Basketball Pistons, then go out and beat Dallas and get old-timey Boogie back. Here's a Boogie, Woogie, Woogie, Boogie, Boogie, Boogie boy. Yeah, Boogie just, like, fucking turned the clock back, I don't know, 3 years? Almost to the day. We'll talk about this in a second, but Jesus, absolutely bloody crushed it. So happy days there for Houston. Two wins, because they really needed those as well, because Houston were not looking great. We're in all kinds of strife. They were 4-9, and after at least that weekend, they get to turn around and go, we're 6-9. Nice. Good job. The Sixers! Big Simo Ben Simmons, huge pull it out of your ass wins against both Boston and Detroit. And they're getting their dudes back. So you got to feel pretty good if you're the Sixers. Seth the shit one, Curry comes back. Cork Maz is back. Fucking Furkan. Basically, it makes them a lot deeper and not so reliant on, you know, the greatest player in the history of the NBA, Shake Milton. But now they're on top of the East. They're 12-5. And that's even including a couple of those NBA-mandated COVID losses. Thanks a lot, Adam Silver. Yeah, tough scenes there. But good job, Sixers. Embiid's playing his ass off. We'll talk about that in a second. Same with Simo. A couple of nice little wins. You look, it's a fucking hamstrung Boston and one of the shittest teams in the NBA. But again, Sixers just need to keep getting on these rolls. Boogie! He's a boogie-woogie-woogie-woogie-woogie-woogie-woogie-boy. 28 points, 17 rebounds, and 5 assists, Boogie. Almost 3 years to the day, he had his last high-scoring outing of 44, 23, and 10, a triple-double against the Pals on January 22, 2018. It's literally, basically, to the fucking day that he did it. Unbelievable. 3 years to the day. Great job, Boogie. It's just nice to have him back, you know? Sometimes you just gotta turn around and go, fuck, it's fun having absolute lunatics like Boogie and Rusty Westbrook in my life playing basketball. Because it is! And if you don't like them, blow it out your ass! Boogie started, he played 30 minutes, he went 4 of 8 from downtown, 28 points, 17 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 turnovers. Boogie! With John Wall, I just love it. Isn't it fun? Yes, yes it is. Right, who else? Charlotte! Look, they had lost 5 straight. I think 4 straight, maybe. They were looking pretty rough. Rose and LaMelo and Devontae just, I don't know. But Charlotte was saved today by Make America Gordon again. He's probably just being fueled by his pent-up anger at the elites, the coastal elites that he probably hates. He's probably jumping back on his Facebook groups, yelling about the elites. Got his tiki torches all lit, ready to storm the Capitol again. but Charlotte really, really needed that win over Orlando today. And they got it because Gordon Hayward just went, nah, fuck yes, I'm going to carry you to this win. That's exactly what he did. They're now 7-9. They were on the schneid, but now, happy days for them. 7-9, feeling okay. Make America Gordon again. Absolutely fucking tore it up. So good job. Similar vibes for Toronto, because just quietly, they're now back up to 7-9. They killed Miami, then won today against Indiana. Two massive Eastern Conference rival wins. So they're going to be feeling pretty good. Also, Bangers! He's back! We'll talk about this in the Australian Player Watch, but Aaron Bangers Baines, he was cooking today. Their bench is rolling a bit better. Fred VanVleet, Big Buddha Car Lowry, absolutely fired up. And also, I don't believe that they are the old... I think it's the weird mix of Fred VanVleet and Kyle Lowry. When one of them doesn't play, they tend to win. That's exactly what happened. Lowry set out today. Freddie VanVleet went 6 of 15. Norm Powell started and went 7 of 18. And the OG Ananobi had 30. So Go fucking figure. It's a weird mix. Boston, they're weekend winners. They're going to be losers as well, but give me a second. Peyton Pritchard. Looked like he hurt his knee. It's a grade one MCL sprain in his right knee, though. Expected to come back in a couple of weeks. So, look, they lose to the Nets on the weekend. Then they killed the Cavs because Jaylen Brown's really fucking good. So, he takes some good with the bad. That loss to the Nets was bad. They lose Peyton Pritchard, but the good news is it's not that serious. So, good job, Celtics. Bucks! Milwaukee, I just mentioned them. They lose a big game to the Lakers. Was that Friday then? So, they dropped two straight at that point. They get a few days off thanks to a postponed Wizards game. And then they came out today and belted the bejesus out of the Atlanta Hawks. So, got to feel good about that. Thanks a lot, NBA. It's like, oh, yeah, well, look, we've had two bad losses. You would have played the Wizards. Who knows what would have happened there. And then you get a day, you know, a couple of days off, rest up, then come out and kick the shit out of the Hawks. And then the final three winners, Utah. They are the hottest team in the NBA right now. Eight straight wins. Donny Mitchell's out there crushing Shaq, kicking ass, taking names. They just look fucking toit like a tiger. It's nice to see Utah firing on all cylinders. Jingling Joe Ingles is going off. And the Clippers, same vibe. They're also weekend winners. Seven straight. Paul George had a shit one today. But Kawhi has been on one. And look, this is exactly this. So the Clippers and the Sixers are similar vibes, right? East and West versions of each other. A couple of, you know, big superstars. Kawhi today dropped 14 to 24 shooting, hit four threes, had nine rebounds, eight assists, and 34 points, and zero turnovers. Not bloody bad. And that's exactly why you've got Kawhi to go next to Paul George when he shoots like shit, and that's what he did today as well. So they're both sort of, both teams are cruising along, looking good, and the Clippers are 13 and 4. And, like, I feel like we're not even talking about them anymore. So good shit. Seven straight wins. Good job, Clippers. And then finally, the big weekend winners, Denver. Because they got gifted a win. Down three, time winding down. Jam and Jamal Murray hits a buzzer beating three over DeAndre Ayton. They go to overtime. They go to another overtime after Jay Crowder forces that in, you know, for Phoenix. And you're like, oh, cool, bro. That's an awesome story, man. And then they were like, oh, finally, Denver didn't relinquish the fucking lead this time. So that's good. And boom, away they went. So they win that one. I had my fucking double overtime games mixed up earlier as well in the game wraps. This was the one that was yesterday, 121-12, the two overtime. No Devin Booker, and the Suns end up losing down the stretch. But, you know, they shouldn't have. Because after the game, the NBA's like, yeah, look, Jamal Murray traveled on the three that tied it, basically, and buzzer-beated, and sent the game to overtime. And everyone's like, well, if he traveled, then the bucket doesn't count. And Denver and, like, Phoenix, like, don't win it. But what's going on? Anyway, so Denver win. They're weekend winners because Jam and Jamal Murray traveled on a three. Didn't get called. They win the game in double overtime. Happy days for Denver. They're now looking at 9-7. Phoenix 8-7. Flip those. Reverse it. And boom. Who knows what could have happened. So that leads very nicely into weekend losers.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners, big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys. Shut up. Loser.
Loser.
Loser. Loser. I mean, Phoenix. Phoenix, weekend losers. Because they're up three. Time's winding down. Jamal Murray hits a buzzer-beating three over Ayton. They go to overtime. They lose in overtime. And then the game's like, yeah, you shouldn't have lost because he fucking traveled. And Phoenix like, no shit, dickheads, fuck. They also lost Devin Booker to a hammy, so that's why he sat out this game. And CB3 got, you know, knocked his knees in the overtime as well, an overtime that shouldn't have been being played. So Phoenix just got royally fucked over, but hey, 8-7, whatever. Tough scenes for the Suns. Brad Beal is a weekend loser. Rusty Westbrook comes back today, and he was in mid-season form, shot 3 of 11. 9 points, 4 turnovers. This is our big ticket off-season acquisition. Beal shot 13 and 29. He had 31. And it's just a sad, sad situation there in Washington, isn't it? Let's get him in Denver. What can we do? Can we get him to Philly? Jesus, Washington, what is going on? Can you do the Harden package to Washington, just sans Big Simo and with Tobias Harris in place of Ben Simmons for Brad Beal? Are Washington dumb enough to do that? But Brad Beal, what a sad, sad situation. The Nets! Oh, look, they beat Miami with KD, Harden, and Kyrie, but they also gave up 124 points in this game. Because they also lost to the Cavs on Saturday, don't forget. They're 10-8, but that's fine. You're in the East. You can make up a lot of ground very quickly. But the problem for the Nets, we're going to harp on it and harp on it and harp on it. They've given up at least 109 points in every single one of their last 10 games. Their defense is like Australia's test bowling. It's fucking shithouse. Ugh. No one knows what's happening. There's no fucking plan. Classico. What is going on, Brooklyn? Indy are losers. They only just beaten the Magic on Saturday. They lost today against the Raps. And look, to be honest, this is more about the Souvlaki King getting blocked twice in the last possession for the Pacers versus the Raps today. But I mean, look, at least they get Miles Turner back. That's fine. There's a bit of a worry there about a broken hand. He might have a slight fracture still in his hand, but still. Indy, that was just... If they had pulled off that game against Toronto, look, basically I think it was like 102-105. Suva gets, you know, basically blocked trying to get it to 105-104. Very, very close to the end of the game. And that was all she wrote. So tough one for Indy. What can you do? Orlando! The Magic, they get absolutely fucking rocked by Make America Gordon again today. They lost to Indy 2 days prior, and they just kept losing. They didn't have Aaron Gordon in this one either. And it is just a fucking rough, rough, rough. That's not old Larry over there. It's not a dog. It's just the Orlando Magic. Because they just stink. They're 7-10. Remember when they were 6-2? Yeah, that was a long fucking time ago. Because they lost, what was it, 6 straight? And then now they've lost another 2 straight. So, not ideal, Orlando. Not ideal. Just a gross year. And the problem is, there's no seemingly interesting fixes. There's no really crazy promising young dudes because both of them are out this year. So you can't even watch, like, you know, Markel Fultz or... your man Johnny Isaac going hammer and tongs. He's like, oh, there's Mo Bamba. It's like, yeah, but he's still shit. Oh, this stinks. So, tough scenes if you're an Orlando Magic fan. Boston! Ah, I mentioned they'd be losers. Yeah. I think they're weekend losers because their prospects if they play Philly in the playoffs. You just sort of look at that and go, oh, that's not going to go well. Embiid has absolutely fucking trucked them so far this year. So Philly are going to be looking at this going, if we can make the playoffs and we play Boston, we're fucking laughing. Yes, please cover him with Danny Tice some more. Detroit, a weekend losers because they're Detroit. That's how it goes. Okay, see, they've lost 3 straight. Turns out having no more than 2.5 NBA players really on your roster is pretty important. I'm only kind of, you know what, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Dort, and Georgie Boy Hill. He's only half an NBA player now because he's playing on a bad team. He's only half, you know, he's 3/4 to 1 full NBA player on a contender, but otherwise, no dice. Miami, they're losers, still no buts, or there goes my Tyler Hero. But they have got their Bam back and Goron, and they're still getting straight killed. So I don't know what to tell you.
So he got straight killed.
They got belted by Toronto by 20. They're 6-9 on the season at this point, 13th in the East. They lose again, obviously, to, it was at Philly, and it's like, ah, this is not ideal. Not ideal. Look, this is the thing we're going to keep thinking about Miami, though. As long as they are in the mix, they're fucking terrifying and dangerous because we know they're good. They made the finals last year. There's no sort of vibe about Miami where it's like, oh, they fluked their way to the finals. And if anyone says that, they're a fucking idiot. Because this is a team that literally, as soon as they're healthy and they're like all playing, then they're going to be a fucking contender. So... tough scenes at the moment for Miami. And finally, the Pelicans. Now, this is the flip side of Miami. The Pelicans are just... There's no... They might be bad. They are bad. They're just bad. The Pelicans are bad. They're bad at basketball. Spindles, bad. Zion, bad. Bledsoe, bad. Lonzo, really fucking bad. They lost to the Wolves the other day. Missing both D'Angelo and Karl Anthony... They didn't have anyone fucking playing for them. And the Wolves kicked the shit out of them. The Pelicans are now 5-10. They're the 14th seed in the East, out of the West. They're one game ahead of the Wolves. Don't be a Pelican't. Be a Pelican. But you guys are playing like Pelicans. I'm just saying Pelicans. What the absolute bejesus. Look, Steven Adams isn't the problem here. Spacing is a little bit of a problem. JJ Redick's shooting like shit. And the Pelicans, there's no real fucking quick fix in mind. The three straight that they've lost, killed by the Jazz, lose to the fucking Timberwolves without their two best players. That is just abominable. I mean, ugh, what are you doing? So there you go. That's some weekend winners and losers. Now let's do an NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend. Let's get a little bit more positive. Sound good, yeah?
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That is, hello, Nikola Jokic. There he is. 31, 10, and 8 in the first game against Phoenix. Then backs up with 29 points, 22 rebounds, and 6 assists. Absolutely crush it. Joel Embiid, 38 and 11. Backs up with 33 and 14 on a back-to-back. Kyrie against Miami has 28, 6, and 7. 38 versus Cleveland. Oh, Jesus.
Cleveland!
Make America Gordon again today. 39 points, 9 rebounds, 15 to 25 shooting, 5 of 8 from downtown. Dame today absolutely fucking lit up the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City early on. Ends up with 39 points, 11 to 17 shooting, 6 of 10 from downtown with 8 assists. Pretty bloody good. Sort of started losing his handle a little bit late, which is pretty crazy. Jaylen Brown, I'm going to talk about him later, 42 and 33. And how about Clint Capela? He had a triple-double with blocks. Woo! I love a good goddamn triple-double with blocks. He blocked so many shots, he fucking hurt his hand and had to sit out against Milwaukee today. Seriously, he had a, like, sore right hand. It's like, yeah, it's what happens when you block fucking everything with your hand. So he dropped, what, that 27 and 26 against Detroit on Friday. Comes back, 13 points, 19 rebounds, 10 bloody blocks. Unreal. But I also want to just give a really big sort of honorable mention focus on Ben Simmons. He was having a shit game against Boston. Philly were in control. Simo, look, just nothing was really going at all. Boston, they make a run. There was a double-digit lead. It's all the way down to 4, halfway through the fourth quarter. Simo checks back in and shuts the fucking door. In about 36 seconds, he scores on a putback, gets an and-one going back the other way, grabs a steal and dunks, timeout. He scores 11 points in the fourth quarter. Basically stopped Boston dead in their fucking tracks, which was gnarly. And then his cool quote after was like, I don't go on Instagram, I don't go on Twitter, so I can't really answer the questions in terms of what people are saying because I don't give a fuck, honestly. But unless Doc is saying something or Sam Cassell or people are coming to me, it's a different story. I just want to win. I'm just here to win. Cool. That's awesome. We also know you're lying about the Instagram and Twitter, Ben, but that's fine. But what an absolute fucking weapon. That was awesome. Like, seriously, that goddamn game between Boston and Philly was an absolute belter from that point on because they were coming hard, smart, Brown, absolutely going hammer and tongs. Simo goes, yeah, fuck off, idiot. Boom. Not a bad quote afterwards as well. What about Spud of the Night, however?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the Night.
Oh, it hurts my fucking heart. But Russell Westbrook, he comes back, mid-season form, as mentioned, 3 of 11. Ugh, 9 points, 14. Look, he's rusty. It's fine. Well, his name's Rusty, but he's also rusty about not playing basketball. 6 assists, 4 turnovers, 8 rebounds. Ugh. Lou Will, 1 of 9 today in 14 minutes. Yeesh. Paul George in that same game, 4 of 13. Come on, Paul. It's not fucking playoffs yet. Darius Rucker-Garland in his second game. Oh, he's had two games back. He went 4 of 13 in his return against the Nets on Saturday and then went 1 of 9 in his second game back. Darius Rucker Judy Garland, look, he was lighting it up. He was playing really, really well before he got hurt, so I'm just hoping that it takes him a couple of games to warm back up and he should be fine. JJ Redick, I've mentioned that he's been playing like shit. He went 0 of 6 on the weekend. The Souvlaki King, don't know what happened there. 1 of 10 for him. Rough night. Still went to the free throw line, though, a lot. Lugans Dort, we need more Dort license plates. I report more Dort license plates. Went 2 of 10. Poku Pokachevsky went 1 of 8. Ugh. Alec Burks, not today's game, but the game prior against the Sacramento Kings, went 3 of 14. Not much of a revenge game there, Alec. But the best one, I think, was Jeremy Grant. Because Jeremy Grant got put in the boo box by Big Simo Ben Simmons. Boo. Boo. Jeremy Grant's like, no, I don't want to go in there. 3 of 19 against Simo. 3 of 19. 2 of 9 from downtown. 3 turnovers. Has been absolutely fucking lighting it up for the Detroit Basketball Pistons this year. Goes up against Big Simo Ben Simmons. Spud. Absolute spud. Who's old mate no mates, though?
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Well, Bam Adebayo. Bam! Just kind of misses his mates. 41-5-9, they lose. He's like, mate, fucking, I'm trying my hardest. This is bullshit. But Jimmy Borrego, old Hornets coach, absolutely fucking trashed LaMelo. So this is basically going to get, you know, a bit of the old better than Lonzo Ball treatment, but... LeVar's like, hey man, LaMelo's like fucking good. He should be starting, and fucking Jimmy Borrego doesn't know his ass from his elbow. And Jimmy Borrego, cool as you like, is like, hey man, if you're turning the ball over fucking 5 times in 16 minutes, that's not going to cut it for me. If you're going to do that on offense, you better be bringing something on defense. And until you do, you're not going to be starting. So, yeah, good call. On you, Jimmy Borrego. Bit of tough love there for LaMelo. Panting of the night. Voot. I mentioned Suva getting blocked twice in the last possession for the Pacers against the Raps today. Brutal. DeAndre Hana tried the dunk against Giannis Antetokounmpo. It did not end well. Giannis went, get that the fuck out of here, and blocked the shit out of it. And Hana nearly died. Dame Lillard in the panting of the night. Just an absolute fucking brutal, savage move from Dame. Releasing a new shoe. In OKC colors, celebrating his series-ending shot and the 50-point game he had against them. Dame is literally just trolling an entire fan base with an official shoe release. That's a panting OKC. But this one's going to go to Jingle Joe Ingles against Kent Baze Blazemore. Jingles crossed him up, tripped him up, sent him fucking spinning and dropped a three in his face. Congrats, Kent Bazemore. You. Just got jingled. Love it. Finally, better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody, as long as everybody is on one of the worst teams in the West. Whee! Happy days, Lonzo. Good job. Lonzo... Yeah, shit house. We all know this. That's fine. It's the classic Lonzo vibe of like, oh yeah, no, I'm good. It's like, nah, but is he though? Is he? You go up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. He had 11 points, 7 assists, 1 turnover, but shot 4 of 10. Lonzo, mate, what are you doing? Meanwhile, Bledsoe was fucking electric in that one. But Cole Anthony today, 14-5-6 against Charlotte. Even in that game, LaMelo had 11 points, which is the same as what Lonzo had. 8 assists and 5 rebounds. Again, both more than Lonzo. 1 steal, 4 of 11 shooting. Again, better than Lonzo. 2 of 4 from downtown. Better than Lonzo. And Emmanuel quickly today. So, I was going to fang this into the weekend winners and losers. Because the Knicks, they lose 2 games, but they also had Emmanuel quickly fucking tear it up for them today, throwing multiple lobs to the other Mitch Robinson. He had 31 points, did Emmanuel quickly. 31. He shot 5 of 8 from downtown. Fucking nailed all his clutch-ass free throws down the stretch, even though they lose. He had 21 in the fourth quarter. He was absolutely fucking remarkable. And you're like, all right, cool. Well, is he the point guard for the Knicks now then? Is that, can we just do that? He and RJ Barrett, away we go. So, I don't know. Kind of fun for the Knicks. DeAndre Hana mentioned that. 33 points. 13-21 shooting. He was awesome. And John Collins, that's a tall cocktail. Picked 17 spots behind Lonzo in the same draft there in 2017. 30 points, 6 of 9 from downtown. Nice. Real nice. There you go, fellas. All better than Lonzo Ball. And a real quick one, finally, Dickhead of the Weekend.
Dickhead of the Week!
Hey, I really just love, I love winning time. I just love, I've always said that throughout my career. When it gets down to that point, obviously you just want to buckle down on the defensive end, get stops, and I felt like we did that. We had 2 losses where we had to learn a lot very quickly, and we just moved on to the next night, and I feel like we gave the effort in spurts and obviously want to have more consistency in that, and that'll take time. I'm happy with the effort tonight. Oh, yeah? Yeah. It was about time Bam had 40 in terms of getting a lot of those moves. Look, it's just winning time. I just want to be in, I want to be in there in winning time. Yeah, Kyrie Irving, you just settle down, mate. Just fucking settle down, would you? It's winning time. It's winning time. You beat the fucking Heat without three of their best players, you idiot. Ah, Kyrie. Just what a dickhead. Nas, right after this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kidd.
This is Darryl McDonald.
Hey guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Illy.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. Some Yenars. They're brought to you by the DailyLiquor.com from East Ninth Brewing. If you're in Melbourne, it's hotter than fuck at the moment. Only one way to beat that. Shit ton of beers. Public holiday tomorrow as well. So I hope you're on it. Either way, go to the DailyLiquor.com, bang in the code STRAYA, and the legends there will give you a free sixer of the DOS XPA. Absolutely love the DOS X, the DOS XPA, the DOS Blockos XPA. It's delicious. All their other beers are unreal. We got absolutely stuck into the sample three-quarter IPAs on Friday night. Absolutely punished them. And that's the best part. Because they're really good beers, you don't wake up feeling like shit. It goes for the XPAs. It goes for all their other ones. The Gold Ales. I love them. East Ninth are the best. So, look, to celebrate the NBA being back, the fact that it's hotter and shit, if you're in Melbourne, Melbourne metro area, same-day delivery if you order before noon, get around their booze specials. The prices are bang on. They've got wine. They've got cocktails as well. So no one has to miss out. Go to thedailyliquor.com. Bang in the code STRAYA. Get a free sixer on your mate, Jimmy. Love it. As long as you're over 18, of course. Right. Let's do some Yenars. Jimmy, how's your weekend? Was it good? Yeah, it was. It really was. Hanging out with some fam. Drinking a million beeros. Now back. It's Australia Day tomorrow, so that'll be kind of fun. But I'm really stoked and excited to take the squid to his first game of cricket. I reckon he'll last 15 minutes. What do you reckon, over-under? Yeah, nah. Who knows? Right, the actual questions. Is Embiid the front runner for MVP, Jimmy? Oh, holy shit, he might be. Maybe. Look, this is the thing. Like, it depends on if you want to say Philly's better record outweighs the Nuggets' record with an MVP joker, or Luka carrying Dallas so far. Look, you can see just how important Embiid has been to his team because they look like shit when he wasn't playing. And every time he has played, they've been fucking unstoppable. And he's putting up numbers. He looks in really good condition. He just like tore it up on a back-to-back. I'm kind of there. Like, I kind of feel like he, Joker, Luka, it's anyone that you want to sort of throw one at, but I feel like Embiid ahead at the moment because he's fucking crushing it. Steph's right there too. LeBron, AD, Giannis, he's not going to get it, but still. Even KD, which is kind of funny and hilarious. So, but I'm going to give it to Embiid. He's been fucking unreal. It's awesome. Good job, Embiid. Good job. Let's just see him keep it up. Is Steve Kerr right, Jimmy? Utah's a veteran team. They're trying to win a championship right now, and I think they're capable of doing so. Yeah, nah. Yeah. I mean, they're on an 8-game winning streak. We know that. But also, they're one of what? They've got one of the five best point differentials. And then on top of this, and we all know that numbers are for fucking nerds, but they're top five in offensive rating and defensive rating, which is fucking massive because you look at like finalists and teams that win the title, they're basically going to be top five in either both, top 10 in both, or like absolutely fucking elite in one of them and like pretty good in the other one. So to be top five in both offensive and defensive rating is fucking massive. So good job, Utah. Absolutely crushing it. Small sample size at the moment, but Jesus. There was that little swoon at the start of the year. Now they're looking like the absolute fucking goods. And finally, Brad McKeegan. Jimmy. Yeah, nah. Thaddeus Young for player coach of the Brisbane Bullets in 2024. Yeah, nah. Nah, that's a bit too soon, Brad. Maybe 2028? What is it now? 2021? Thad's 32. Oh, maybe 2027. Yeah, he's 32, which is weird because I think Thad Young's been in the NBA for 34 years. But Thad Young, like this is the best part about Thad Young, Thad Buckets, as I call him, Thad Junk Buckets. Because when he played for the Nets, if he got 16 points or over, they won. And how did he get those 16 points? Junk Buckets, just around the basket, on breakdowns, possessions. Like, they literally never run anything for Thad Young. But then a possession to break down, it'd be almost a turnover. He'd somehow get the loose ball, throw it back up and in, and boom. Junk buckets. Thad junk buckets. I love it. Love me some Thad buckets. He's buying into the Bullets. That's cool. Player coach when he's, what, 37, 38? A couple of years? Because, look, he could be on the Bulls getting fucking paid for the next 6 years and no one would fucking notice. Like, did you know what team Thad Young was on right now? But he said, the NBL is the next upcoming league. It's prime for growth through our young talent. It's going to be the new wave and provide development opportunities for players. It definitely will do that. And I've got to say, I've watched a shit ton of NBL in the last week or so. It's been awesome fun. Actually, on Friday night, watched that unreal fucking 36ers Breakers game. That was off the fucking chain. Watched the Phoenix and Wildcats last night. Some good shit. Really enjoying it. Let's do an unpopular opinion of the day, though.
Look at me.
I don't know if this is unpopular, but the Pacers blue uniforms are the best uniforms in the NBA this season. Hands fucking down. They are absolutely glorious. And I love them. I love them. And I don't think the Pacers should wear any other uniforms ever again. But the white, look, the pinstripes, bring back the white pinstripe version. The blue pinnies are amazing. The Pacers, absolutely crushing it. Great job. Our back take house. It's Monday at Outback, and you know what that means? Oh yeah, Davo's hit a fucking emu in his car on the way to work. So we'll call it Alice Springs Chicken and throw it up there on the specials board. What do you reckon? Sound good? Well, too fucking bad. You're in here now, and that's the specials. Alice Springs Chicken, only at Outback. And today's Flame and Grill take is, Jaylen Brown is so good, Boston should trade Jason Tatum. Only at Outback. Right. Jason Tatum's going to come up again in a second, but fuck. I love it. Look, this is the thing. When it comes to Boston, they've got so many people blowing smoke up their ass all the time. Jaylen doesn't get anywhere near enough of the shine that he probably should, and Tatum gets way too much, I think. And you're seeing what he can do when, like, given a little bit more freedom to operate, Jaylen Brown. He's been fucking amazing. So, not saying they should trade Jason Tatum, but it's a flame grilled take. A good Tatum. This is how good a Brown has been. So, right, let's take a quick break. Be back with Australian Player Watch. A big, long Australian Player Watch. We had a lot of action going on the weekend. Right after, let's say this.
This is Shane Heal, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right. You've heard me yell about Knowable. You know what it's all about, don't you? Smart people teaching you cool shit. That's right. Chris Paul, Scott Kelly, NASA commander, Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian, and over 100 other experts in their field just there waiting to teach you some cool new shit. It's all on Knowable, which is a new app that's basically about experts teaching you cool shit in their field and you going, huh, that's fucking cool as shit and super gnarly. They're short. So it's like a podcast. It's kind of like, well, they're experts, so it's kind of like an audiobook as well. It's 100% ad-free, and it's basically, look, the way I always refer to it as, is Spotify, but for learning cool shit, and I love it. So, you know, Scott Kelly teaching about space, which is fucking sick. Chris Paul talking about, you know, performance benefits of his plant-based lifestyle. And Alexis Ohanian teaching how to launch a startup, which is pretty awesome. Either way, lots of experts waiting to teach you something new. So if you're keen to learn some new shit today, download the Knowable app. Go to knowable.fyi, K-N-O-W-A-B-L-E.fyi. Download the app. Use the code STRAYA for an additional 20% off, and you'll be laughing because you'll be smarter. And you'll be like, hey, how good is it being smart? Let's laugh. So I love Knowable. Go get around it. Check it out. Right, Australian Player Watch, let's do that. Love it. Big Simo Ben Simmons, as mentioned, that win over Boston ends up with 15 points, 11 assists, 3 rebounds, a block, and 2 steals. Took over in the fourth quarter. He was absolutely unreal. 7-10 shooting. Great game. In the win over Detroit, he had 20 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, a block, and 3 steals, and was great because he shot 10 of 12 from the free throw line, which has been a bit of an Achilles heel for him. So great stuff. 5 of 7 from the floor, 10 of 12 from the stripe, which is great. So good weekend for Simo. It's taken him just a couple of games to sort of get back and used to playing with Embiid, but here we go. Matty T, Matisse Thybulle, 9 points, season high, equals season high for him against Boston. 4 rebounds, 4 of 8 from the floor, 2 blocks as well. Not a great game against Detroit, though. 0 points, 1 rebound, 0 of 3 from the floor shooting, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 5 fouls. Ugh, tough one. Jingling Joe Ingles in the win over the Golden State Warriors. He was unreal, 13 points. They absolutely belted Golden State. He shot 5 of 8 from the floor, 3 of 6 from downtown, 3 assists. He had a block as well and took Kent Bazemore's ankles and life source away from him, which is pretty great. Patty Thrills in the loss to Dallas on the weekend, 13 points. Shot 5 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 4 from downtown, 2 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal, but then was great today against the Wizards. If you follow the old NBA story on Twitter, a lot of Patty Mills talk today. 21 points, 8 of 14 from the floor, 4 of 8 from downtown to go. 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Absolutely awesome. I did mention Aaron Bangers Baines back in form. Wasn't great against Miami for Toronto. 3 points, 6 rebounds, 1 of 5 shooting, but he did have 2 blocks and 2 steals. And you get a feeling that it's like Bangers just fucking finding his footing on the defensive end, turns in the offensive game. Boom, that's exactly what happened against Indy today. 12 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block, 5 of 9 shooting, 2 of 2 from downtown. That's his first multiple 3-point makes game for Toronto. So hopefully Bangers has turned a corner. No Dally, still out with a concussion. Exum, still out with his calf. Thon, still cut by the Cavs. And Greeny, Josh Green, in the win over San Antonio the other day. 2.6 rebounds against Patty. Not bloody bad. 1 assist and a steal in only 17 minutes. And the loss to Houston yesterday, though. 6 points, 2 of 5 shooting, 1 of 3 from downtown. 2 rebounds and a steal. And Will the Thrill Magnay still hasn't gotten out there, which is a goddamn shame. But Greeny, look, looks great in those uniforms, the green uniforms too. And finding his footing there a little bit. He'll be fine. So, what did I say earlier? We're going to have a, you know, the old Monday double barreler. So let's do an Andrew Gaze Grey Mumber Award for Outstanding Achievement in the bloody field of excellence. It's the first and you won the Andrew Gaze Grey Mumber. Clap it up. Clap it up. There you go. Yeah, it's Andrew Gaze's Grey Mumber Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. I've already hit on it, Jaylen Brown. So today, he joined Chet Walker, a bloke who did in 1965 playoffs. He's the only person to actually score over 30 points in less than 20 minutes in NBA history. That is pretty bloody good. Paul George had 37 and Kiki Vandeweghe did so in 20 minutes, but under 20 minutes. No. 6 second abs. Absolutely fucking tore it up today. He was incredible. 33 points, 19 minutes, shot 13 of 20 from the floor, 3 of 4 from downtown. And then, this is the best part about Jaylen Brown's weekend. He had 42 against the Sixers where he shot 16 of 28 and 5 of 8 from 3, which is fucking awesome. 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 turnovers, a steal and a block. But this has been the best sort of part about watching Jaylen Brown sans Tatum is that you get to see him sans Tatum with a bit more freedom to do what he wants, flex his offensive muscles, and it's been fucking unreal. Because I don't know about you, I love me some Jaylen Brown. I think Jason Tatum's a little bit overrated. Brown's been fucking a little bit underrated. And now he can do what the fuck he wants, kick some ass, take some names. And Jaylen Brown is absolutely tearing it up. An extra thing I wanted to say about the unpopular opinion of the day. I actually had a different note about it earlier as well. Hey, the NBA are like, oh, hey, man, we're going to speed up the end of games. What the fuck happened in that Blazers-Knicks game then? We've got time limits on timeouts and shit. And apparently in some games, it just doesn't matter. What the fuck is going on with that? I'm still angry about it. Can you tell? Because it took so fucking long to finish that game. So, oh, gee, why does nobody want to watch our telly show? I don't know, because the last 2 fucking minutes of the game just took 38 minutes, you assholes. Jesus. Anyway, Shane Hill, shoot your shot, light him up award.
He threw it down. Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord, I'm healed.
Praise the Lord, for I'm healed. It is the Shane Hill.
Shoot his shoot.
Shoot your shot, light him up award. All right, this one's an easy one because on the weekend, Steph Curry passed Reggie Miller for second place all-time in made threes in NBA history. This is literally shoot-a-shoot, shoot-a-shot, light-em-up award, and that's exactly what these three shooters have done. He's moved into second place behind Ray Allen. So Reggie took 139 games to hit 2,563s. And Steph did the same thing in 715 games. Wow. Wow. So it took... So there you go. 1,389 for Reggie. Ray took 1,074 to reach 2,561 to pass Reggie. And Curry passed Reggie's mark in just 715. So for the math magicians out there, that's 1.8 made threes a game for Reggie, 2.38 made threes a game for Ray, and a fucking astounding 3.6 made threes a game for Steph. So he's only 411 behind Ray Allen now for most NBA history, which is fucking crazy considering that he hit, 2,560 in 715 games. He'll fucking fly to the total record. And that's literally shooters shooting and shooting their shot and absolutely doing it in a way that is absolutely terrifying. The best part is going to be when we see the next run of people going, wow, they've passed Reggie Miller. And you'll be like, wow, it's like Dame, Buddy Hield, Eric Gordon. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess. But this is the thing. Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, they all fucking paved the way, and then Steph, I think, kind of just blew the doors off the off everything and went, oh yeah, this is a really smart way to play basketball because three is more than two. And away we go. But that shooter shooting to the absolute pinnacle of the game. Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Steph Curry. Who do you like the most? I fucking hate Reggie Miller, and I kind of tend to think that Ray Allen, having been a longtime Seattle Supersonic, and a pretty fun Milwaukee Buck as well there for a while. His, like, overall game is wildly underrated. Like, he wasn't just a fucking spot-up shooter, which is what he spent, like, the, what, last 7 years of his career in Boston and Miami doing. He was a lot more. He hit some wildly famous shot in that Miami Spurs series. And, look, he's forever going to go down as one of the greatest shooters of all time. He's had probably one of the prettiest shots. But, man, the rest of his game was really good, too. Same goes for Steph, but I don't know. Love them all. There's a bunch of shooters who shoot. Patty Mills, Game Day Baller, Game Day Twitter check-in. Jingling Joe Ingles. Maybe on Mondays we could call this the Jingling Joe Ingles. What's he been watching NBL-wise on the weekend check-in? Because that's pretty much how it goes. So Jingles, as an NBL commentator, is pretty great. He jumped in the other day. I think someone asked him, there you go, Ken Anderson. So Space Cam, he's like, you know, retweeted the amazing Cam Oliver dunk. Space Cam is out of this world from NBL. Joe Ingles has retweeted, wowza, lol. Great. Ken Anderson is like, Joe, which team should I follow? Oh, what team should I root for if I'm going to try to get in the NBL? Ken, don't say root for. That's an idea. We're all rooting for fucking Melbourne. Oh, yeah, rooting. Oh, nice one. Joe Ingles just replied saying, just watch the whole NBL league. Talking about Adam Gibson, he then retweeted, must be the shoes, Adam Gibson. That was Gibbo's last... wildly awesome game last night. Gibbo had 11 points in 6 minutes, 4 of 5 from the floor. Shane Hill tweets that out. He's sub, that's friend of the show, Shane Hill. Sub for Stevens playing his first minutes, and Joe Ingles, thumbs down emoji, thumbs down emoji, thumbs down emoji. Love it. And Jingler Joe Ingles, and of, you know, everyone's retweeting his amazing ankle breaking of Kent Bazemore. Jordan Clarkson says, too cold! And Jingler Joe Ingles retweeted it saying, been hanging out with you a lot. Gnarly emoji, cry laughing emoji. And George's Niang says, what you need to know, I got a stash at the crib. Asking about low-key salty that Chips Cookie Co. is closed today. Jingle Joe Ingles replied saying, no surprise. That's him and George's Niang being best mates and having a laugh on Twitter. Love it. Right, so let's do some game previews, shall we?
Game previews. Game previews.
Oh, thanks, Inverton Bane.
Not a problem, Jimmy. Are you excited to take the squid and have a day off tomorrow?
Yeah, the cricket's going to be awesome. Taking the day off. Just because, look, there's a shit ton of games, but then there's fuck all games on Wednesday. So what we'll do, we'll take no show tomorrow. I'll be at the cricket with the squid in the afternoon, but I'll be watching all these games anyway. And then we'll do a show on Wednesday because we've only got 3 games on Wednesday, so she'll be laughing. Sound good? Right, let's do a bit of a preview. We went absolutely smashed the picks over the weekend. We went 18 of 25. And an amazing 7 of 7 for today. They're, you know, head-to-head picks, but Jesus, 7 of 7, mate. So 18 of 25. That leaves us at 169 of 292 picks for the season, which is a fucking crazy hit rate. So good shit. Tomorrow's games, though, we have some rippers in here. one of them is not Philly, Detroit. Philly are 7-point favorites against Detroit in Detroit. I'm taking Philly. I think, look, the last game was close. I think Philly will absolutely fucking steamroll Detroit next time out. So give me Philly -7. Toronto at Indy. Now, we just saw Toronto beat Indy. I'm going to take Indy on the, you know, return leg. -2.5 at home. So slightly favorited at home against Toronto. I think Indy will have sort of looked at it going, right, what do we do? How do we do it? And they'll probably win this game against Toronto. They're just, their big dudes are just a little bit too good. And I think Indy will get a nice bounce back. Orlando, 1-point favorites against Charlotte. I think I might take Orlando here. They were, look, for all the shit I gave them about playing horribly and like crapping the bed in that fourth quarter, they were absolutely cruising in that game. So I think we might get a bit of a sort of replay of that. And maybe this time Orlando hold on. They're 1-point favorites. I'm going to take that against Charlotte. Brooklyn taking on Miami again. This time in Brooklyn once more. -7.5 points. Can Miami keep up? I want to say yes. Miami just played Brooklyn pretty hard. And 7.5 points for this Brooklyn team, that's not many. Because Brooklyn can score an absolute shit ton, we know that. But I think Miami can also keep up. They've got the shooters. They've got some size. Miami +7.5 against Brooklyn, why not? Lakers versus Cleveland, the LeBron Bowl. Cleveland, -10 the Lakers are. 10-point favorites against this Cleveland team. I'm going to take the Lakers -10. Too good, too talented, too deep. Even a good, fun Cleveland team, I just don't think they can keep up. Give me the Lakers -10. Denver -1.5 against Dallas. Look, the Mavs, I mentioned their trick-or-treats. Joker versus the Extreme Zingemiel. Oh, watch out. Extreme Zingemiel. Should be fun. I'm going to take Denver, though. I think, look, those games against Phoenix, Denver should be a little bit rolly at the moment, and they just need a bit of that confidence. Dallas, you just never know, so it's going to be a tricky one, but I'm going to take Denver -1.5. I trust them just that little bit more. What do you reckon? Boston, Chicago. Ooh, this should be fun. Boston without Tatum, still probably Chicago +8. I'm going to take Chicago +8, getting 8 points at home. Chicago play teams weirdly hard, and I think they probably could have a chance of winning this. So give me Chicago +8. San Antonio getting 2.5 points taking on New Orleans. I think I've already put money on San Antonio +2.5 against the Pelicans. The Pelicans suck. They suck. Now watch San Antonio lose this. But DeMar, LaMarcus Aldridge, the Spurs have been sneaky okay. DeJounte Murray had a triple-double today. He had the old Jason Kidd triple-double, which was gnarly to see. What was it, 10, 11, and 11? Just like San Antonio a bit more and getting 2.5 points. Yeah, even in New Orleans, I'll take that. Minnesota at Golden State, the draft pick bowl. Golden State, 8.5-point favorites here. I think they should kick the absolute fuck out of Minnesota, and I think they will, because every loss that they tag Minnesota with, Golden State get a better chance of basically getting their draft pick this year, which is hilarious. Top three protected. Whatever, Golden State are like, hey man, you got 60% chance of not landing in the top three. Even if you're like one of the four worst records or whatever it is. And OKC at Portland. Portland after tonight's game against the Knickerbockers, playing on a back-to-back against an OKC team that brings it night in, night out. Even if they don't win these games, I'm going to take OKC +5.5. They're a tricky team to play. And Portland without CJ, without Nurk, they just don't have the sort of litany of dudes who can go off and destroy teams, and OKC will stick with them. So I'll take +5.5. Then Wednesday, the three games on Wednesday. So look, you've got a shit ton of awesome games there for your Australia Day. You've got Boston, Chicago, which should be awesome. You've got the LeBron Bowl, Lakers, Cleveland, but Miami, Brooklyn is really good. Denver, Dallas is really good. Even San Antonio, Pelicans should be really fun. And look, on the sneaky DL, OKC, Portland. Look, Dame just released fucking shoes ragging on them. You don't think OKC are going to look at that and go, fuck you, try to kick his ass? Yeah. Wednesday's games, we've got Clippers-Atlanta. I'm taking the Clippers. Though Atlanta is sort of putting some stuff together. They rested Trey today. See how they go, but I'll take the Clippers in a head-to-head. Washington at Houston. Oh, it's the rusty John Wall ball. How good is that? I'm going to take Washington in that one. I reckon they get a they get their shit together and win that. And finally, the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City taking on Utah. I think the Jazz can win that. The Knicks are just in a big road trip. They've lost the last two. I think Utah will get them and beat their ass like a Cherokee drum, to quote The Rock. I'm going to beat your ass like a Cherokee drum. All right. So there's your three for Wednesday. And that's all we've got. There you go. That's pretty fun, isn't it? So get around PlayUp Australia. That's playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Get around their NBA specials. Remember, bet responsibly. Because that's it for today. And we're back Wednesday. Yeah. How good is that? Going to go to the cricket with the squid. Hang out. That'll be fun. I hope you got a ticket to the NFL Super Bowl at the Catfish, hosted by NFL Australia. That should be awesome. We've got our lineup set. NFL Australia will be out this week as well, Wednesday. That'll be lots of fun. Either way, follow NBA Australia and NFL Australia on Twitter, Facebook, and IG. We're all over the socials. And the cool part is, what you can do this week is get around World Wrestling Australia with our man, Adam. This is going to be awesome. So, go to YouTube, check out World Wrestling Australia. Adam's breaking down stuff during reactions. Adam's a fucking legend. World Wrestling Australia is awesome. Love it. Enjoy it. Give it a follow. Give it a subscribe. Get right the fuck around it. Nice. Go to NBAAustralia.com/shop. Buy some merch. Buy a t-shirt. Buy a hoodie. Buy a stubby holder. Go on. I'll get it out to you. Quick schmat. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever app you use on Android phone. They're all good, aren't they? Yeah. If you can rate and review it, though, it does help out. So get around it and do it, please. I don't ask for much. I don't ask for anything, really. Go to thedailyliquor.com if you want to buy some booze. Use the code STRAYA and get a free sixer on your mate, Jimmy. That's free beer. Bro, I don't know what else I can do for you. Go to thedailyliquor.com. As I said, use the code STRAYA. They'll like chuck in a free sixer on top of it. It's awesome. Go to knowable.fyi. Get 20% off the, you know, Knowable app. Knowable's great. You'll get smarter. Use the code STRAYA, 20% off. Big thanks also go to Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinated Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Section I, Green, and Doze for the tunes you hear throughout the show, as well as From Ozzo, who did the intro and outro show. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They're running out of times out now. It's awesome. And remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Go do that on Bandcamp, Triple J and Earth and Facey. Support the bands that support this show. They're all legends. And we're going to close out today's show with a brand new Daily Review, as mentioned at the top, of WandaVision. So that'll be fun. All right, have a really, really cool, fun, chilled out Australia Day tomorrow. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Have a good one. Love your guts. Look after yourselves. And as NBA Australia is saying, look after yourselves, bros. And lederhosen. Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's your old mate Deli over here, just doing my usual drop by for a pop culture review on NBA Australia. But I've got to tell you, look, I was a bit sad on last week's show and shit, and still a bit sad around here at Casa Della Deli because, like, it's just so fucking quiet, mate. Like, my little mate Donnie's been traded, and Thon got cut by my Cavs and shit. So, Donnie's gone. Thon, mate, all he fucking does is wander around the backyard crying lots and practicing his fucking kung fu on my trees. And I don't have to tell you, but it's fucking set the missus off, I'll tell you what. She's like, why is he fucking kung fu kicking our trees? I'm like, look, he's fucking sad. And that's what fucking Kung Fu Thon does when he's angry or sad. He kung fu kicks shit. Like, it's not fucking rocket surgery. Poor bloke's gutted. He's lost his best mate. The guest house bottom bunk is still empty. Of course he's fucking sad. Yeah. But anyway, look, you move on. So, and that's what I did this week again. We watched Cars last week. I'm like, right, y'all need to sit down and watch this, everybody. And then this week, I just got the family together and Thon, and he's fucking kicking air and shit. I'm like, look, everyone just settle down. I'm going to get you all psyched to watch the new Marvel telly show, WandaVisions. And they're all like, what's Wanda's vision, Deli? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Fucking, I haven't looked at it yet. So I've got to tell you, we sat down and we watched the first couple of episodes and like, whoa. What the fuck is it, mate? Like, is it a funny old sitcom? Like, and then, like, them wanders in that vision from the Avengers and shit, but in a sitcom. And I'm like, hang on a second, spoiler alert, didn't fucking Vision get it in, like, the first Avengers's, in the end games or whatever it was? So, right off the bat, I was like, what's fucking going on? And then I was like, nah, hey, really, what is going fucking on? And then at the end, I was like, what the fuck was going on there? I had no idea, mate. So, look, it gets 16 out of 10 Deli Wanzo because it's Wanda's in his vision and the missus said she loves it. So, fucking there you go. We get to watch it. No fucking hassles there, mate. So, look, it did put me in mind of, like, my grandma's house back there in Murray Burrows and shit. But, look, otherwise, bit fucked. Whatever. Go get around it. Go check it out. And that's it for me for this week. I'll catch us next week with a new pop culture review. Go watch Wanda's Vision. Later, fuckers. Deli out.